Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. And we got some outstanding folks lined up for you in the hour straight ahead. First up, though, we got Donna Finn. Donna is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and the author of Alpha Dogs. She is a contributing editor to Inc. magazine. She's recently attended, I think, she was at the Inc. 500 conference in Washington, D.C., which just convened a week or so ago. And she's here because we like her a lot. Donna, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. I like you, too.
Yeah, how about that? Hey, Donna, I know we're going to talk about Inc. in a little bit, Inc. 500 conference. I want you to tell us about that a little bit more, but there's some current events. There is a current event, I guess we could say, some news that happened only over the weekend that's on your mind, and I think it's probably on the minds of a lot of people. Why don't you talk to us about that?
Well, people are going to think, people now think you're talking about the bailout, Jim.
No, we're sick of that. I mean,
We're sick of
Barney Frank and Paulson and all those guys. This is something really important. This is about somebody who, as they say in Flyover America, Donna, who done good.
Right, exactly. And I'm talking about Paul Newman, who died this weekend. In his 80s, and you know, people think of him as a great actor, but to me, he's always been one of my big entrepreneurial heroes. You know, in addition to being an actor, he started Newman's Own back in the early 80s with his
almost
friends.
The way I understand it, it's kind of like almost a lark out of his basement or something.
Yeah, it's actually true. I mean, actually, A.E. Hotchner, who was his friend, longtime friend and partner in the business, spoke at the Inc. 500 conference a little over a week ago and told the story once again of how that company started and all that.
Can you do that now?
Sure. Newman actually loved to, fiddle around in the kitchen. And Hotch talks about one time he goes to Newman's house and he's out in the barn mixing up this concoction in a big vat and stirring it with a canoe paddle.
I can just see. Can't you just see this you know, this pretty boy Academy Award winning actor out there stirring a cauldron with a canoe paddle?
Right, and it was a salad dressing, and that was the first product. And you know, they originally thought, oh, we'll just pop this in some bottles and give it to friends at Christmas time. Well, they did that, and the people loved it. And then they talked about maybe putting it in a few stores in Westport, which is where Newman lived for a very long time.
Westport, Connecticut.
And, you know, Hotch said, are you kidding? We have to, you know, sterilize the bottles, and we're selling it, and we have to...
You have no idea what you're getting into here.
You have no idea what you're getting into here. And so they did pursue it. And they actually, they went to a marketer who said, oh, you know, gave them a list of a long line of celebrity foods that had failed miserably, and also told them that they'd have to spend $250,000 on marketing, and, you know,
wow.
A lot of other sort of negative, discouraging facts and figures, and they just sort of looked at each other and said, well, you know, why don't we just spend $40,000, and if we don't, and we'll give it to some friends in our kitchen and see what they think, and that'll be our marketing instead of the sophisticated marketing that these guys are considering and are telling us we've got to do, and just see what happens. So that's what they did, and they.
But from the beginning, wasn't his vision from the beginning, his value from the beginning, was if anything ever happens from this, anything comes from this, we're going to give it away.
That's exactly right. And in fact, Hotch recalls that conversation where at some point someone told Newman that he really, if he wanted this stuff to sell, he had to put his picture on the label, and he was mortified at that. Oh no, I can't profit from my.
I can't trade on my face.
I can't trade on my face, exactly. And he said, well, okay, I'll do it, but if we make any money from this, we've got to give it all away. And Hotch sort of jokingly says, well, yeah, sure, whatever. We'll give it all away if we make profit singing. It doesn't matter because we're not going to make any money anyway. So in fact, you know, the story, they did make a lot of money. And their
hundreds
motto
of
millions.
Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions, right. And their motto is shameless exploitation in the pursuit of the common good. So here's a guy who, you know, he had every reason to have an ego, right? And he just never took himself all that. He took himself very seriously as far as work went, but he never let it go to his head.
Well, he was a professional in every way, and the thing is, I think the last thing I heard was, I don't know if this number's correct, but something like $250 million have gone to helping people in need. And I think one of the big things was they made sure that as much of it as, I think, maybe most of it went to helping children.
Right, and that was through an organization called Hole in the Wall Camps. That was from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, but he started that camp in one camp in Connecticut in the 80s, and that was for kids who had cancer, you know, kids whose lives were anything but normal throughout most of the year had a chance to go to camp like normal kids, and that organization has grown up just tremendously over the past few years. Hotchner, this at the Inc. 500 conference, was talking about how they're, you know, I think over maybe 20 organizations that have modeled themselves on that camp, and they're funding those camps as well.
So we're talking about salad dressing. We eat his pasta sauce.
Yes, but just salad dressing, spaghetti sauce.
I like his pasta
popcorn.
Sauce. I don't do his salad dressing so much, but the pasta sauce is good. And popcorn, you said? Also popcorn?
Popcorn, lemonade, dog biscuits. Dog biscuits, his daughter is, I think he's got his, he had his daughter with him.
He has five daughters.
He has five, yes. One, so I think one, at least one of his daughters is involved in that business.
Five daughters, married to the same woman for how many years?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Don't ask me.
Award-winning Joanne.
Right, Woodward.
Joanne Woodward, yeah.
Right, so.
Whom I liked. In fact, I think she was probably a better actor than he was.
Well, let's not go there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like her. I think she's every bit
as
qualified an actor as he is. He just had those blue eyes.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, actually, I have to tell you something.
But, you know, I have blue eyes, and I get that a lot, too, by the way, Joanne. I mean, Donna. I have blue eyes, too. They're just not quite as blue as his.
I know. I've seen your blue eyes.
I get that a lot, though. I do. Hey, stand by. 20 after. We're going to be right back after these messages. Donna Finn is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame, hallucinating again. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Has come. And the land is dark. And the moon is the only light we'll see. We're back. No, I won't. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out using Beer Advantage. We built them for you. Don't forget, in about a week or two, I think, maybe 2 weeks, you're going to be getting to look at the brand spanking new Small Business Advocate website. I can't wait to show it to you. It's going to be really exciting. And lots of new stuff. Things that you've never seen before that we're going to be rolling out for you. I'm looking forward to that. Donna Finn is our guest. She's our good friend, and we'll continue to present her on our website as we do all of our outstanding Brain Trust members. She's the author of Alpha Dog. She's a contributing editor to Inc. magazine. Donna, anything else you want to say about Mr. Newman, Paul Newman, who we lost over the weekend, a great American, a great actor. I always felt like He should have won an Academy Award long before.
Well, I think he.
Wasn't that the one he won an award for?
He's beloved in Hollywood, regardless of the Oscar business.
Yeah.
But I also think that he, you know, for me, as I said, he was a great entrepreneurial role model. And when I heard A.E. Hotchner talk about him once again at the Inc. 500 conference, I thought, you know, what an incredible role model for our young entrepreneurs. And as you know, this is something that I'm obsessed about these days because I'm writing a new book for McGraw-Hill about entrepreneurs under the age of 30 called Upstart, mm-hmm. How Generation Y Entrepreneurs Are Rocking the World of Business.
And we expect you to launch that show on this, I mean, that book on the show, by the way.
Donna. You got it.
But, you know, I think we should point out in the interest of preserving and maintaining his legacy that he has a daughter who's continuing, who's running the business, basically, if I understand correctly. So, folks, you know, if you want to eat good food and continue to give back to those less fortunate than you, keep buying the Paul Newman stuff.
Yeah, I would say that's an excellent advice. Thanks. So getting back to the Inc. 500, actually, Inc. is coming out with the October issue in a week or so. It's going to be on the stands, and the cover story is about young entrepreneurs. And I wrote the introductory essay to that package. It's all about kids under 30 starting businesses.
What do we need to know about those guys?
I could write a book about it. So, I will tell
somebody
you.
Somebody should.
There's a lot to know about them. I'll tell you something. Very inspiring to me at the Inc. 500 conference, where we heard, you know, Jim Collins, Seth Godin, Tom Peters, Elon Musk. I mean, all of these sort of luminaries of entrepreneurship. Collins, in his opening speech, in his keynote speech, during the question and answer period, was asked by someone in the audience, what do you think of this next generation, the Generation Y's potential for leadership? And I sort of held my breath because I didn't know what he was going to say. Sometimes people love these kids. Sometimes mm-hmm. people don't love them so much.
Well, it depends on what day we're talking about. Yeah.
Right. Now, I'll tell you, Collins was over the moon. Now, in his research team, he has a lot of these young kids who are constantly in his face.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of hope for this generation. He thinks that they're going to be a fabulous generation of leaders. And actually, what he said to everybody in that audience, all these Inc. 500, 5,000 people, was, if you haven't done this already, you get some of these kids in your company and let them get in your face, because this is the future. They will tell you what they think, and you will profit from it. And I was very happy to hear that, of course. So I thought, well, maybe Jim Collins wants to blurb my book.
Well, I bet he would. But, you know, that's exactly right. I've told people for a long time, if you don't have some 20-somethings working for you, and if you aren't polling them on a regular basis on what's really happening in the marketplace, you're missing a big sector of the marketplace. You're heading in a direction that could put your company in peril if you're not doing that.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. They do have access and the inside skinny on this very large market, which is their own demographic, which is about 77, 80
which
million
doesn't
people.
See, my when I was 20-something in the last century, which, you know, just to put a little dramatic point on it, Donna, when I was 20-something, my generation, believe it or not, wasn't really all that much different. We were different from our parents and from the older generations,
right.
but the things that we did, the things that we used, the technology, the places we went, all that stuff, that wasn't all that much different. The way we talked and all that, that wasn't all that much different. Today, these young people live in a different world than the older guys.
That's absolutely true.
They operate. They communicate on different planets almost.
Well, it's certainly on different platforms, and that platform is you know, obviously the internet, first and foremost. And you know what they know how to do better than those of us who are a little older, I think, is they know how to use the web, and they know how to use social networking and blogging and all of these tools. And actually, Seth Godin was talking. I'll tell you something. Tom Peters said that, and I direct quote from Tom Peters: "Blogging has changed my life." Blogging has changed my life. Now, Tom Peters actually even said, "I don't think I'm going to write any more books. I'm just going to blog."
Yeah.
because this is where the conversation is now.
Yeah.
And now people get carried away with this stuff because it can be meaningless, you know, blather.
Drivel.
And Seth Godin was talking about that a little bit. He was talking about sort of the, you know, the Facebook phenomenon and.
Donna, we've run out of time, but you have a lot more to talk to us about on this topic. Will you come
next
back?
Time.
And when's the book coming out?
Next summer.
Okay, so but you and I are going to blog about this on the show between now and then, right?
We will.
All right,
we will.
Donna Finn, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, Alpha Dogs is the name of a book. That's still available out there, and it's a good one. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.